Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk about confrontations with athletes. There's a juicy little story out of New York with Tim Healy from Newsday covers the Mets. Things got heated with Mickey Callaway about the use of their closer yesterday. And Jason Vargas of the Mets physically threatened Healy in the clubhouse. So I'll get into more details on that. We can register our opinions there. But Ron, I know you and I have both had confrontations. I didn't think that Pomp would have a story here to share, but not only does he have one, but Lawrence Taylor, please.
It was just simply a miscommunication. This is way back when we were up there to advance a game between the Steelers and the Giants.
That was back in the day when you used to do that kind of stuff.
So I was in the locker room unaware that he had a on and off policy, days he did speak to the media and days he did not.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So I went up to him and put my hand out to extend and say who I was, because I think that's always important.
I think he would have known, right? Right,
no,
Ron?
No, he wouldn't have known. Yeah. But so he physically slapped it away. And then the Italian, Russian in me got the best of me. And I said, you don't have, and I just sort of said something to him.
What?
To
you
him.
Challenged Lawrence
Well,
Taylor.
I mean, he hit me, basically. We slapped my hand away. It wasn't anything, you know, but I mean, I,
and
it,
what
was
did
more,
you say?
It was more disrespectful. I can't repeat what I said, but then that's when the PR guy took me out and said, you gotta get out of here. You can't stir up trouble. I said, I didn't stir up trouble. Did you see what happened? You know, so that
who
was
said that?
That
the PR guy said that?
Wow.
And it was on my attempt to just say, hi, this is who I am. I'd like to ask you. I didn't know he didn't talk that day. I guess it was one of those things he had. So that was that. Nothing,
Ron, I'm not sure. More. I'm not sure I don't have Pomp in that battle. You, if it gets physical?
Well, no, I didn't. No.
Yeah.
Believe me,
that would have lasted a long, long time.
But I mean, I just, you know, I kind of lashed out just what emotionally what you do if someone did that to you.
It's always a balance, isn't it? Like, there are so many times where somebody is rude or something happens where I feel the instinct to sort of lash back, but I almost always err on the side of not doing that just because it's not out on the street. It's in a locker room.
I agree.
Room, you know
but
what
don't
I mean?
They have same responsibility?
Yes.
He had no business doing that.
No, I hear you. And there are times that I wished I had. And then there are times where things have gotten a little weird. And the Marlon Byrd story.
I heard that.
Was Pirates Reds, end of the 13 season, the year they went to the wild card.
Yeah,
had
that
a memorable
was
wild
here.
Card game. Ron was on the road that day with us. And after the game, there's a scrum around Byrd's locker because the Pirates officially clinched that day. I believe it was Saturday. And we talked to Marlon Byrd, blah, blah, blah. Scrum ends, right? We start walking around the locker room. That's when we find out that Matt, who was the pitcher? Matt Late, who was it?
Oh,
Latos.
Latos.
He was going to pitch the wild card game. And we find out after the Byrd scrum, just milling around the locker room, that it's going to be Cueto, right?
Right.
So there's hardly anybody left. So I turn around and say, all right, I'll just go back and ask Byrd real quick. What do you think of the fact that it's now Cueto going in this game? So I turn and make a beeline back for Byrd, and he's having absolutely none of it and very rudely shoos me away. And then another reporter starts to approach Byrd, and I said, no, he's not talking. Byrd didn't like that I said that. He's not talking. So the next thing I know, Ron, and I think, I don't know where you were at this point. You must have been in a different area of the clubhouse.
I don't remember that.
Because all hell broke loose. The next thing I know, he's sort of like right in front of me, menacingly. And Jim Turdinich had to step between us. And I that day, I didn't back down. Because he kept saying,
right.
Tell him what you said. I said, what did I say? What do you mean, tell him what I said? What did I say? Like right up in his face and him in my face. And Turdinich had his hand out between us. just like that. And it was wild. And
but
I know,
what did you say? You didn't say
nothing.
Anything.
He said he didn't talk.
He's not talking.
Well, see, that was similar with
me. That's what happened with the Mets yesterday. Apparently, the guy said something to the manager, like, see you tomorrow. And the manager started cursing at him. The manager was in an edgy way to begin with.
Well, of course, if you listen to his press conference, his
job is on the line.
Right.
They want him fired up there. They just got beat by the Cubs. So there's a lot of pressure on Callaway.
Yeah.
And I think that's what started it. And then once he got involved, that's when Justin Vargas actually threatened the guy.
I heard from one of the other reporters who's in that locker room. I was driving home last night late after the showdown we do on KDKA. He was on CBS Radio, and he explains from Yahoo. And he said, first of all, he said there was nothing there in terms of anything derogatory toward Mickey Callaway.
He's just under the pressure, I understand that.
But they were questioning his move of not going to the closer for a four-out save instead of allowing Javier Baez hit a three-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Right.
So that's a legitimate question.
He
didn't want to talk about it. He gave an answer, but they kept asking, and then he got antsy.
Now, Healy in the clubhouse, as Vargas walks by him, apparently says, I'll see you tomorrow. Or not Vargas, Callaway, the manager.
Right.
He said, I'll see you tomorrow, as the manager went through the locker room. Do you address the manager at all when you know he's not in a good space and he's walking through the room? And do we know for a fact that that was just like, hey, I'll see you tomorrow?
Well, you don't know until you hear it. And what I don't think the intent, or maybe it was. Maybe if the intent is, see you tomorrow, sucker, like you're going to lose your job and I won't see you tomorrow. Or legitimately, I see you tomorrow, manager, you know, whatever. I don't know what that was. I can't believe though.
What do you think, Ron?
You know, you probably see you tomorrow is not an outrageous thing to say to somebody if you know him, especially, and I'm assuming this guy knows him. It just sounds to me like the manager's under great pressure and way overreacted.
And it became the
second.
Even
if he doesn't say anything, just keep walking. You know, he doesn't have to turn around and call the guy, curse at him, and then tell the PR guy to get him out of here.
Right.
The guy was just trying to do his job. Now, Jeff Wilpon, the COO of the Mets, called the guy to apologize, and the Mets issued a statement saying this is not the type of behavior we'll tolerate. We'll see what comes of it. But it just sounds to me like the manager started all this by way overreacting.
But he became the secondary story when, as I'm reading here, Jason Vargas,
physically threatened
the writer. That became
When you say that, I don't know that he did. Again, I'm basing this on what I heard from the Yahoo beat writer for the
Mets. I mean,
I'm
reading it right out of Newsday.
I know,
that's what they're reporting.
By the way, did you see the headline or the front page of the New York Daily News?
No.
It's a picture of Callaway, and it says, Mickey Mouth Club.
I like that.
But anyway, so they're defending their own in there, and they should. I don't think there's any room for that.
No, they shouldn't defend their own in there to that degree, Bob.
Well, I don't think if you invite that kind of behavior on the part of a manager, okay, he's cranky. I get it. But I don't think he needs to go after someone. And apparently that's the thing. I mean, Callaway went after him in a profanity-laced.
Right.
There's no reason for this.
But even that is different than a physical threat.
But I don't know that there was a physical threat. The other guy said that
he physically threatened him.
He moved toward him. That's all I heard.
Yeah, but he also said, I'll break you up, bro, or something like that.
I would consider that a threat, I think.
Well,
I didn't see
that part of it. The guy who didn't hear that, who was in the locker room last night.
I'll knock you the bleep out.
Okay, well. Anyway, not necessary for that either.
Bob would have gone right back at him like he did Lawrence Taylor. Here's the thing, and I'm glad that the Mets did this. The Mets sincerely regret the incident that took place with one of our beat writers following today's game. We do not condone this type of behavior from any employee. And I'm glad to see that sort of in an era, in a time right now, when whether it's the toy store of sports or elsewhere, that journalists and media are under fire. And amazingly, there's people who want local, national governments here and in other countries not to be covered, and even sports teams not to be covered. Wait, you don't want a watchdog watching any of these people? No, we're fine. We'll let them tell their own story. That seems to be what a lot of people say. And I thought the Mets here, Ron, had an opportunity really to feed into that and to say either nothing or we're looking into this incident. And I'm glad that they came out and strongly condemned it, because there's been other situations in sports recently. Dolan kicked somebody out of their locker room from the New York Post and say, or the Daily News, I'm sorry, and said they can't cover our team anymore.
Right.
Which Mark Cuban has flirted with before. And to me, that is the absolute wrong way to go about it. Do you agree?
Yeah, and I mean, this guy, I'm quoting the writer now that said that Wilpon called him, and he's the big shot. He runs the Mets.
Yeah.
And he quotes him as saying, he stressed the fact that I should feel comfortable being able to do my job at the ballpark and that moving forward, there's no reason for me to feel uncomfortable. I appreciated that sentiment from him, absolutely. Then the team also,
I like that,
also issued the statement that you read.
That's the way it should be.
Right.
Now, they say we don't condone it. What does that mean? They going to call Vargas in and say, don't do it again? I mean, I don't know what that means. They going to suspend him, fine him? I don't know what that means. Callaway, what does that mean? We don't put up with this.
Nothing. It just means there's another straw.
The organization has reached out, apologized to this reporter. We'll have further discussions internally with all involved parties.
Nothing will happen now, but he'll lose his job at the end of the season. This will be one of the reasons.
I read a column already out of New York saying that, you know, people, if he gets fired, don't blame it on this.
No,
he should have been fired weeks ago because
right.
he's incompetent.
But this won't help his cause.
No, of course not.
So,
you know, if he's winning games and this happens, it's not quite as big a deal to his employers, I'm sure.
Ron, I want to hear a story from you coming up next because Bob and I each shared a confrontation in a locker room. You've had a few, and we'd love to get a story next. Are you agreeable to that? Will you tell one?
Sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.